This meeting is now being recorded.
God dwells in every heart. He also dwells in you. He is watching our every action. See? Similarly, God is man, and he must also look for shortcomings, but that's lovingly. He wants to watch. So always remain in the presence, and that is why Kabir says, let the master, when master initiates, master is not the body, you see, it is God power working in him. When he just initiates you, he resides with you forever. One thing, that he is always present. Will you do anything? Tell lies? Deceive others? Act or pose? No. And further, don't, you just live up to what he says. If you love, you keep my commandments. Purposely don't transcend. If any unknowingly anything happens, that's another thing. But purposely, intentionally don't do anything what he wants you not to do. And if you do these things, you have nothing to fear even in the three worlds. These are what things are required to be lived up to. Very simple things these are, mother, what you should do then, every day morning, just or evening both, just put in time for your bhajan and shivas. How? Like a child. When the child sit together, they all forget everything with a clean heart. With nobody, enmity with nobody, like a child. The kingdom of God is for the children. Just child goes to his mother. Does he have draw the inferences to go to him? Every child does have to go. To make him go into his lap, into our lap. Say your prayers like that. To save everything. And in the evening too, like that. What you do in the evening? Like a hard task master. Introspect yourself. What I've done today. In the beginning you won't find any shortcoming in you because that has become a habit. There are so many drawbacks in us. As a very voracious reader of the biographies of the saints, great men. I think not less than more than 300 biographies I read even in my student life. And upon each man's life, you see, there is something to introspect his own life. Something one way or the other. They did something to just supervise his own self. But how do you make no allowance like a hard task master? Don't spare yourself. Then what will you do then? If you have done anything wrong, repent. That's very much necessary. Shed tears. God, I will forgive me. I won't do it in future. Then what will you do next for future to be only God? This is what is meant by the diary that is given to you. I have kept all through life. As a student, we don't care what we are doing, you see. Something passes over our mouth, we don't know what we are telling you. Think twice before you give out, say something. How will it affect? Think twice what you write. When you are in anger, don't reply to anybody. Go to a separate place, like a plague, stricken man, you see. Don't show your face. Be in normal condition, then read it. grown are not, I mean, perfect, you see. Man is let down himself already. They are also let. The main thing is, for the purpose of diary, his own main thing, from morn to night. In that case, you will also, I think, the Pelman system memory probably you have read. That is only just to remember from morn what did I do. In the beginning you say, I rose up, I took a bath and eat and went to my business or shop and this. When you go into the well, when you were just taking bath, what were you thinking? Even thoughts are put in, you see. These are the things which have to be watched. If you do it well, it is not difficult to meet God, but it is difficult to make a man. So for that reason, see no evil. And hear no evil. Talk no evil and think no evil. You'll be saved. If anybody sees any evil against anybody, oh, just eat like that. He will look like an unpaid apprentice of the CAD of God. He'll watch him like him. We do not care for these things. Result is, we do not progress. And by God's grace, you have been given control with the light and the sound principle. What stands in the way? Simply these things. So each man, each one of us, must work up to that. Or else somebody say, we are senior, what? That's all right. Others say, we are old ones, some new are coming, or whatever. No. A new man who does like it will go ahead of you. Mm-hmm. Whoever does it, you'll have it. That's all right. So we have to be very careful about that. These are very little things, you see. But little things harm you more than anything else. If you just care, take care for the penny, the pounds will be saved. You don't care for the little things daily crossing your mind, thinking of others, seeing evil in others, talking, hearing about it. That, after all, won't affect you. It is said of a rishi. He was living in a jungle. One king went there for hunting. He just found the hut, I mean, of the rishi. He entered it, he wanted some water, etc. He had it, then he went to say, he had that arrow and the, what they call, bow and arrow bow. He thought, perhaps I will take it at home, let it remain here. He said, well, rishi, I will leave it here, when I come, I will take it. He said, No, I think you won't, no, I'll let it remain. So he left the bow and the arrow bow there. Now the rishi was a rishi. How it affects it? He would come round. What is it? Arrow and bow. Then he went out. One day, twice, thrice, when he passed, he just, his attention fell on those two things. Then, one day he thought, let me see what it is after all. He just took it and tried what, how it works. He became a hunter. If you see things like that, be very cautious, you see. It is just like a man, who has got the awful power, he can live amongst the snakes, and the snakes by them won't affect him. But the man who is not occult, has not got the occult power, everybody will beat him, you see, and suffer. That is why I say sometimes, you see, behave, you see, be very cautious, you see. Had the rishi not allowed him to remain that thing there, he was passing there, what? That goes in place, let us see what it is. He began to hunter. So you care for these very small things, as I told you. You'll see for yourself what you become. If you are like that, Iqbal, a great poet, was passed away now. He says, why Prophet Moses went to the Sinai mountain to seek God. Did he not know the God is after finding some man on earth? He's finding out us. we are not men, we are beasts in men. Apparent appearance, we are God in man, body. But our habits, our nature, everything is like beasts, animal. Even worse than that. Even worse than serpents biting. So God is in search of man who is a man, you see. Why should he go to a manger? He is searching for us. He is going around. Nobody can find him. Baba Jan was saying, I tell you, our grand guru, the guru, master, our master. He was living by the river Vyas. He went to the Himari Mountains, passed by when our master was just, he was an SDO. He was just busy in his work. And one man was along with Baba Jamal Singh. Baba Jamal Singh told me, I have come for this man. He said, he had never accosted you. He never wished you. Then yes. So even the master was seeking for somebody who is a man. After all, it is known, I think, in the job. It's very soul trembles. To become a master, you see, it's not easy. It is selection by God, with His help only that can be carried out. Never dream of that, I tell you. Be disciple. Though he becomes a true disciple, he is selected sometimes for his job. So these are the things, very trifling things appear to be. For that purpose, this diary system has been introduced. And perhaps you have not appreciated it. True meaning. When you are given one thing to start with, if you live up to that, why don't you progress? You must have gone. It is years now. Some 8 years are no new things. Even before, then where are you standing? How many of you have gone to the third plane? I don't think they are all lingering on the Ashoka. Reason why? Because we don't live up to what we are told. We simply make allowances. In these allowances, we are seniors, we are like the good speakers, we don't like this and that and all. We cannot deceive God. Perhaps this is the only thing that I have to tell you. That will be of your use if you abide these words in your hearts and live up to them. Just keep diaries, be regular, like a child. Go to your father every morning, every time being in that. It doesn't mean you do not do your work, you see. Do your work after all. Just do your, that is, has been allotted to you by God, you see, to look after your family, your children, like that, you see, and help others. So this is what is needed. Don't forget your own self, what is all it. It is the grace of God only. There was one master, I tell you. He always used to have a king. Master was the, I've initiated a king, you see. King was boasting, I am great man, I am this, I am that, I am very wonderful, I can do this, I can do that. Of course, kings can do anything they like. So what happened? One day Master told him, well, look here, what is your value? Have you ever considered about it? Oh yes, I am very much a value. I am worth in tons of gold and emeralds like that. I am a king. In one back and call, well, whole troops are there ready to fight this and that. He said, you will permit me what I do and let you know what is your real worth? So yes, then all right. Then you lie down, relax yourself, simply, close your eyes. And what I do, don't mind. What he did, you see, he lied to relax in prayer with eyes closed, you see. And the master took it by the legs and put it around his neck and just sat down and carrying him on in the street. Look here, anybody, this is king's course, that body, anybody going to purchase it for $1, half dollar? He came up to 1 penny, even half penny. Whoever said, oh, this so-called guru has killed the king, so we'll all be caught, they all fled away like anything. even for half any nobody would like to purchase this body of the king. Brought him back. And do you know what is your worth, please? You have heard with your ears? Then he said, you see, in all of these words in his mouth, man has no worth. If God's grace, it is God's grace that gives you some worth. Otherwise, what worth you have got, you see? If you die, nobody keeps your body for more than 2 days. If you give bad order. So this is, you see, don't. This is His grace that we are working in the body. It is His grace that we have got love, something to know God, you see. It is His grace that you have been put on the body. Even if you have got some progress on the way, it is His grace. And grace of whom? The God working through Master. Not God living in heaven. So mind that, you see. Be a good servant. Who becomes a good servant, really, true sense of the word, he becomes a master. These are my few words. God knows whether I come again or not, it is in His hands. But if you live up to that, you will be never left alone. God will help you. With whomsoever you meet, just convey this my words. Live one another, love one another, that's all. And I think if your father sees his children in all loving embrace, he will be pleased even to hear about them. At least I am pleased. Before I came, I was not so pleased as I am now when leaving. Your more loving attitude. And we should still progress more. And love beautifies everything. That's all. If there is any shortcoming anywhere, well, if one has got shortcoming, forgive and forget. That's all you can do. I tell you, as my Master loved me, I loved you. For no compensation but to do the will of my Master. I wish you live up to your told to do it. That's all. These words are coming out of my heart, you see. And you just abide by them, you wonderfully progress. God never lets anybody alone, you see. That's what Christ said, I shall never leave thee nor forsake thee till at the end of the world. Body do leave. But that God power working at the human force does not. So with these best wishes, you see, I would like to depart, but my wishes will always be with you. I will always hear from you the loving, I will sing, loving thoughts be radiated to me there. I'm just simply too pleased. If any father sees his children loving one another, then I think father is pleased. If you are obedient, so much the better. If you surrender yourself, all is yours. I tell you. This is the greatest thing. And that starts from keeping the diet, I tell you. Don't underrate it. It means something. Those of you who have no time, well, like a hot dog, don't speak yourself. One and all, you see, you'll find change in your life. You'll see change for your own self. And this is, I think, what all I expect of you, you see. And it is in your own interest. Announce my pleasure for nothing, you see. That is helping our Master used to say, but don't be just in civil disobedience. Lie down, let everybody take you while loading you in the cars or in something, in the trucks. You also help, you see. That is helping the Master too, in a way. The cars becomes easier. He wants to give you what? God, I tell you, honestly. But you are not ready to help. He will give you something, but you don't appreciate. This is my best wishes. I have always been with you and remain with God's grace. With God working through my Master.
on behalf of the group known as the Rahani Satsang of Louisville, Kentucky, we wish to express our deepest thanks.
No thanks. Thank you. Your thanks will come when you live up to that. Each one of you. I don't think that you're not living, but still become ideal.
I see that some strangers are here tonight. If any of you wish to know more about the work that we're doing, well, I'll be very glad to hear from you. And thank you all for coming. What is, Mr. Straden?
Yes, Master, I have a question.
Yes, please.
I judge that love you're talking about is a very positive, outgoing type of force, or emotional, whatever you want to call it. Speaking for myself and perhaps for quite a few other members of this group, I find it very difficult to really love everybody. Very difficult. I find it possible to take a negative approach and maybe suspend my dislike of people. But if somebody wrongs me in my judgment, about the best I can do is just, well, I won't dislike them.
Yeah.
But as far as turning on a positive power of love, that is extremely difficult. And then, of course, in addition, I'd like to, it seems to me fair to say that there are very marked temperamental differences between, the scientific man with a scientific point of view, certainly is not so trained in the power of affection, of love, as a man, whose bent is toward politics. Then the only additional comment I have, if you want to call it a question, this business of Godhood, though, I'm afraid speaking for myself, and this is a moment of complete honesty, I'm afraid I don't hunger for God. I think that may be my trouble. That may be the reason I'm not progressing in faith. I mean, God to me is a theoretically desirable person, a force, a state, a condition, or whatever. I look at it one way one day and another way the next, but I'm afraid I don't actually hunger for Him. I hunger with all of my heart and soul. Can you suggest any practical means that people in my predicament that would speed us up?
Yes. You see, it is the grace of God that we have got the mind body. Out of Him, we have got not very strong hunger, but we have got some chance, a little, what you say, by your discrimination, you consider that this is the right thing we should do, that appeals to somebody. All those who are just given up to the other things, out of millions, how many people come up that way? Those who have got some inkling, some slight thought even, by discrimination or as a reaction of the past. Sometimes man is very bound, you see, he has very, from the childhood he's got that way of living. Others by discrimination and by company of those who have been on the way. You want to be a doctor, you see, then you sit by in the company of doctors, naturally you will develop that interest, that hunger for that, by company, by radiation, by constant living with Him. Similarly, some have got just this as a very child. Generally, when we come up, we have got intellect, we have to work by discrimination. Just discriminate right from wrong. When we consider something right, we like to put up. But when you have got little thought for that, about the mystery of life, what it is, I consider that day the highest in the man's life, greatest day in the man's life, because that question cannot be stamped out. You stamp out by your being very busy in one way or the other, still that question breaks up. So that 18 hours, when God sees, He makes you make some arrangement to bring you in contact from somewhere where you are put away. Then further also company helps you. Discrimination in company. And also you get something to contact with Him. When you sit by, say, ice, all heat is gone. Naturally, when you come to goal, in contact with that, naturally those very hunger will be till further, more and more. The more you have that taste, that energy to desire that more in comparison to others. So as I started first, we are satsang is not made in one day. Rome was not built in a day. Those who have got some inkling for that, that is why you are so many people here. Why not thousands of millions living in the town? This is the fate of, by grace of God, that we have got some inkling like that. And that is, by that inkling also then enables one to seek, by discrimination others, through literature, by company. Then when God sees that really that man is something groping, that He makes some arrangement, some or other, to bring him counter somewhere, He is put on the way. To be put on the way, as I told you, that does not make a man so silly. We are on provision on the way. The more we contact with that God in expression power, all qualities are the same. You see, we are soul. We have got the same quality as that of God. But those have been hidden. I mean, just give down, you say. And you have that instinct, you see, and you have some contact. The more you have contact, the more you have company of those who are that way. Naturally, that flares up. That hunger becomes strong. So this way is the only way, you see. We cannot love everybody, that's right. If you have no hatred for others, you are improved. That is only if man thinks evil of you. If you have no inkling like that, naturally that won't affect you, that will go back. And affect the very person from whom that thought has emanated. You are saved. If you have no, I mean, love comes next when you come in contact with God, His life saves you all. That is developed. It is already ingrained in us. But if you have no hatred for others, I think this is on the way, on halfway to perfection. Then naturally we are saved from what you see. We do that since I quite appreciate this prank. Really we are on the way to it. That is why I have suggested diaries. I quite see. Man does not become in one day satsangi. We are called a satsangi. We have not become so far. To become a satsangi we have joined this thing. We have got something. And if we go on earnestly like that, if I think we are overflowing with the love of God and also who come in contact. When you come in contact with some God intoxicated man, the same is radiated. You see? The man who is overflowing with that way. So we are all on the way to perfection. If we start that day, they will come. At least there was something as the reactions of the past, or by discrimination, or by company. That has come within us. We are trying, of course, go flesh is strong, friends, appears to be weak. But when we come in contact for that, that is why I just suggested to have group meetings. Every day take up some scriptures. Every day morning after meditation. Those will give you an impetus to be on the way, to higher on the way. So these are the helping factors, you see. If you are really after it, when day will come, you become like that. If you sit by a prasna daily, you begin to exert. You cannot become very strong prasna one day, but time by regular practice, you become like that. Every saint has his past, and every sinner a future. There's hope for everybody. God help you. That's all. My best wishes are you. With you. That's all I can say. So thanks so much about administrator Father. We were quite at home here. What's all this? I think this prasad won't help you more than the words that I have said to you.
If at all you want it, just be certain. That's something you think you need to finish.
Good morning, and welcome to the Satsang for Master Kirpal Singh. The talk you just heard was the last half of a talk entitled, What is a True Satsangi? And it was recorded on November the 14th, 1963. Our reader this morning is Leslie McIntosh. Good morning, Leslie.
Good morning.
Go ahead whenever you're ready.
Thank you. This morning's Satsang will be from, the reading will be from Master's Morning Talks, Chapter 26, True Satsang. Before we get started, Master's invocation, Supreme Lord of the Universe, who dwells neither in church nor temple, neither in synagogue nor mosque, but who is the soul of our very soul. We invoke your blessings from the depths of our innermost being. Beloved Master, make us simple, pure, and strong in your all-encompassing love, that all beings may look upon us and see your light shining within us. Holy Word of God, bathe us in the living waters of spirituality. Give us union with the eternal song of the Lord and strengthen our faith in the Master within. These things we do ask in your holy name. Amen. Morning Talks, Chapter 26, True Satsang. I was just speaking something about satsang, or joining the holy congregation of a saint. It is a school where you are not only taught, but are given a demonstration of the God within you. If you want to become educated in a particular subject, you have to go to a school or college where that subject is taught. If you want to learn about your physical body, how it is retarded and how it can be renewed, you have to go to a school where the subject of how to have sound health is taught. If you want to learn engineering, you will have to go to a school where there is some engineer to teach you. So really, the school where you are now sitting is a school where how to meet God is taught. Satsang is a school where somebody is sitting who knows God, who sees God, and who is competent to give others some demonstration of the God within them, some capital to start with. Such a school only is called satsang. The word satsang means actually uniting the soul with the all-pervading, all-existing God. This is possible only when our soul has been analyzed from mind and the outgoing faculties. When we know ourselves, only then are we in a position to know the God who is pervading all, who is controlling all, in whom we live and have our being. So this school which you are attending is called satsang. We have joined it in order to have a contact with God. This is only possible when a man is there who sees God and is able to make others see him. The God in man, or the man in God, sees God everywhere and in everybody. Those who become receptive to him also begin to see God in everybody. It is the God in man who can give you a contact, a demonstration of the God within you and everywhere. Your teaching truly starts when you rise above body consciousness. You are then on the way to know yourself and then the Overself, who is controlling you within the body. The whole universe is under His control. So if you want to know God, you must join some school where there is somebody who knows God, who sees God, and who is competent to give you something to start with, some demonstration of the God power which is already within you. If you go to a cloth seller who sells only silken goods and ask him for an iron bar, will he be able to give you? Of course not. If you go to a school that teaches how to use machinery and ask them how to teach you how to know God, will they be able to give you any demonstration of Him? Not the least. Similarly, when you go to a school to know God, it is only truly a school where you can know Him if somebody is there who has a contact with God and is competent to give you something to start with. When you find such a school, the question arises as to how you can derive the full benefit of attending it. When you go there, you should forget everything else. Leave everything behind you, your hearth and home, your environment, even your body. When you see the God in man sitting there, you should put your whole attention into His eyes, wherein plays the soul of the God in Him. Eyes are the windows of the soul. His soul is saturated with the love of God, shining with the glory of God. If you become receptive to Him, you will learn the ABC of spirituality, which is given without spoken words. You will always think of Him, and as you think, so you become. One who can do this is called a Gurumukh. A Gurumukh. He can derive the full benefit of attending the satsang. Those who come here are fortunate. They should forget the past, the outward environments, and be here only with the God and man in front of them. You should become receptive, forgetting your body and all outward things. If your body is sitting here and your mind is roaming about outside to different things, you cannot derive the benefit of attending the satsang. Again, I should like to impress on you that satsang is a school that can rightly be called a satsang if somebody is there who has seen God, who knows God, and has contact with Him. He is inebriated with the love of God, and love overflows from Him by radiation. If you want to derive the full benefit of attending this school, you will have to forget your environments, those who are sitting around you, and even your physical body. You should become attentive to the God in man in front of you. In this way, you will learn many things by radiation, through being receptive. Soul speaks to soul without spoken words. At satsang, you are given two things together. First, the theory is explained by spoken words, and you are also given some capital through the eyes. This is radiated to the expectant one who comes to attend the school for the purpose of knowing God. Such schools are rare. There are so many schools where people only talk about past histories and theory as given by the rishis of olden days. They might give you some quotations from past masters, but that is for the purpose of only understanding. Unless you have some demonstration to start with, how can you derive full benefit from the theory? A man may give a wonderful talk on the subject of how to run a business successfully. A very wonderful talk he gives. But if the people around him have got no money to start with, what good does the lecture do for them? if you are able to have some capital to start with, only then will the lecture be of some substantial benefit to you. This is a school of spirituality. First, the theory is explained by giving references to the masters who came in the past, who saw God, and who made others see God. The Son knows the Father, and others whom the Son reveals. God resides in every heart. He is the controlling power who is keeping the soul in the body. References are given about these things to help those attending the satsang to understand what is what. But that alone won't do. There must be somebody who is above feelings, emotions, and drawing inferences. He sees God and makes others develop an eye to enable them to see God within them. He gives you something to start with. He gives you a contact with the ever unchangeable permanence, which is God. For that outer rituals are not required. You should come as a man shorn of all outer formations and badges. Forget everything when you attend and learn at the feet of somebody who knows God and who is competent to give you something to start with. First, the theory is to be understood. The masters who came in the past did see God, and they were competent to give something to start with to those who came to them. Second, you are given a demonstration. So you are fortunate, I would say, in attending a school where something to start with is given, with the grace of God. If you want to derive the full benefit of what you have been given and of attending the satsang, you will have to become receptive. That will come by keeping the commandments of the God in man or the man in God. So you have to come here for that purpose. You are fortunate and should make the best use of it. Forget everything of your hearts and homes, the outward environments, and while you are here, forget even your body. Become fully receptive by looking into the eyes of the God in man. His soul speaks through the eyes to the souls who are receptive. Spirituality cannot be taught but caught like an infection through the eyes. You are fortunate in having such a school with the grace of God, but it is for you to make the best use of it by attending it in the way just explained to you. Remain in whatever creed or religion you are. That makes no difference. You are a man first. These badges that you are wearing affect only the outer body. These things make no difference to the spiritual man. You are a man with equal rights given by God. And further, you are a conscious entity. You are ensouled bodies. Your soul is of the same essence as that of God overhead. You are a drop of the ocean of all consciousness. As man, you are one. As soul, you are one. You are all worshipers of the same God overhead. Masters, Morning Talks, Chapter 27, How to Develop Receptivity, Part 1. Life comes from life, the radiation of a man who is enlivened with the God into expression power can be conveyed to another who is receptive. A man may be far away or he may be near. If he is not receptive, he cannot have life. Life is radiated through life and also through the eyes. Eyes are the windows of the soul. The soul, which is enlivened with the contact of God, can radiate that enlivening principle through the eyes, not through the intellect. With the intellect, we can only understand what is what. Life is conveyed through life, and only those, and only to those who are receptive. Otherwise, they cannot be enlivened. So spirituality cannot be taught, but it can be caught like an infection by those who become receptive. A man may be living in the same house as the master for years and still not have a spark of spirituality. A man who is living at a far-off distance and who is receptive will derive more benefit than one who is living close by but is not receptive. The life of one who is receptive will become the abode of all good qualities. That is why Kabir says that it is no use of sitting physically together unless your mind is receptive to the God in man. Receptivity is developed when all foreign thoughts are driven out. You remain and he remains. You are working at the back of the eyes, and the God in man is also working there. The eyes are the windows of the soul, and he teaches others without any language through the eyes. What I am telling you is a very delicate point, of course. You may be living for years with the master and yet not develop life. So you, as you think, so you become. That life becomes infused in your life if you become receptive. You will become one, no more two. That is why St. Paul said, "It is I, not now I, but Christ lives in me." This very thing has been given out by almost all masters, whether they came in India or abroad. Maulana Rumi says, "I am so much filled up with my master that I have forgotten what is my name, whether he is in me or I am in him. I cannot differentiate." So this is something which comes to the fate of those who become receptive. He is all wisdom, grace, mercy, and love. These qualities can be developed in you by becoming receptive, not by word of mouth. By word of mouth, you will understand at the level of the intellect, but life cannot be radiated, infused in you, unless you become receptive. You follow my point? This is the reason why, even though hundreds of people may live together in the same house as the master, they don't develop spirituality. I quoted you two instances, one from St. Paul and the other from Maulana Rumi. Such a man is called a Gurmukh. He becomes the mouthpiece of the guru, but not at the level of the intellect. At the level of the intellect, you may remember so many things about what the master has said and given out. That has no life. You are only talking at the level of the intellect. So life or consciousness is something else than intellectual wrangling or wrestling. You follow my point now? A very delicate point is brought out here. These things could not be explained in writing. Writings cannot convey the words which come through the mouth charged by higher life. That is why Swami Ji said, when you come to a satsang, derive the full benefit of it. How? Forget everything when you come to the satsang. Forget even the environments and who is sitting by you. Forget even your own body. You remain and he remains. Eyes speak to eyes. Eyes are the windows of the soul. When you are absorbed in this way, you will become receptive and receive life. Life cannot be conveyed through paper or the intellect. The intellect only explains what can possibly be explained in words and nothing further. Sometimes language fails to express what is what. We are conscious beings, and we will become more conscious if we get the bread of life by becoming receptive. This radiation can be had while sitting quite close or even by sitting thousands of miles away. You can hear and see from thousands of miles by radio and television. If you are nam personified, the word made flesh, then why can't you radiate everywhere? You can. The man who develops receptivity receives the true bread of life, and that will give more life. Life is there already within you, but you have not known your own self because you are environed by mind and mind matter and the outgoing faculties. You are so much identified with the body and outward things that you cannot disentangle yourself from them and know who you truly are. If you come in contact with your higher self, the higher conscious man, you will develop more. Guru Nanak said, "Only he is alive, O Nanak, whose soul has become united with, who is the mouthpiece of the God into expression power, called word or nam. If you become receptive to him, who is word made flesh, naturally you will have more life. As I told you, spirituality cannot be taught, but caught by becoming receptive. You can only become receptive through love. The man who has love, even while sitting with thousands of people, he still remains all alone because his whole attention is riveted on the master with whom he is concerned. This is the way how you can develop receptivity. By becoming receptive, you will have more life. By intellectual talk, you will only understand what is meant by bread of life and nothing more. There is a Sanskrit word called upasana, upasana. Upasana means to sit by a master. Nothing stands between you and the master. He is fully conscious, and you too are a conscious being. Conscious beings should have nothing between them except maybe the physical body, the outgoing faculties, or the intellect. We should rise above these things and come in contact with the higher self. This teaching is not given by those who are alive. Those who are not in contact with the higher self cannot get life. When you get life, you will become the abode of all virtues. By self-introspection, you will weed out all imperfections. You try to have those higher virtues, but even then you fail here and there. If you get life within you, and if in addition you have self-introspection and weed out all perfections from day to day, you will become more in contact. If you become receptive to a God man, you need no diary, nothing whatsoever. You will get life direct, and when you get life, all other things will leave you. When you sit by a fire, naturally all cold will go. You follow me now, exactly what I mean to say? So this is what is got from the physical presence of the Master. Those who come to the Master and do not develop receptivity consider that they will have more from their own efforts. Of course, a little boost will help them, but you can learn more in this way than any other way. Whenever you sit for meditation, what do? You have to make some effort, but it should be an effortless effort in which there is no question of doer. You should repose all hopes in the one in front of you or to the power which is also working within you. Books give references, but they don't give what is explained, what is now explained to you. Kabir says if you are sitting physically near somebody, but your mind is just going around all the world over, that is no upansa. You cannot derive the full benefit from the presence of the Master. So the Master is not the physical body. He has a physical body to work through, but he is Word made flesh. The Master gives you a conscious contact with the God into expression power, which is the light and sound principle. The more you come in contact with the light and sound principle within the body, where it is manifest, the more life you will have. So life comes from life, and you get it when you become receptive. At the time of initiation, you are given a contact with the God into expression power. If you practice it from day to day, you can develop it. At the same time, you should have self-introspection and weed out all imperfections. The more you come in contact with it, the more love, wisdom, and life you will have. By talking and attending discourses, you begin to understand something. But you don't get it. To understand is one thing. To have that being, that life, is quite another. As I told you the other day, satsang is a school in which you have come not only to learn, but to have spirituality. First you understand what is what, then through receptivity, you have that life within you. And we will conclude at that point. In closing, Master says, we must constantly remember that our aim is God and that we must not be concerned with anything that makes us forget Him. Each one of us is unique in his own way. There is a purpose behind the life of everyone who comes into the world. No one has been created for nothing. We have something to learn from everyone. This is the mystery of humility. Thank you, and that will Master, thank you, and that will conclude our satsang.
Well, thank you, Leslie, for reading for us. Would you tell us again what you were reading this morning?
Yes. Master's book, Morning Talks, Chapter 26, True Satsang, and part of Chapter 27 in Morning Talks, How to Develop Receptivity, Part 1.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
We had 78 callers at today's satsang. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and thank you, Master, for providing this for us. Now, please hang up your phones.